Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 470. If you'd like a copy of it, Sharon will show you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape, absolutely free, including the postage and handling. We have letters, we've got Bible scripture, we've got music, and fabulous music. On our show tonight, we have Sandy Patty. She should change her name to Sandra. I just don't like the word Sandy, you know, because on the beach, that sand gets on your, all over you. Sandra. Sandy Patty, okay. And then we have Ralph Carmichael with the London Symphony Orchestra and Choir. But right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord and the Father. You take this program over. It's your program. You're sending in the finances so that we can be on the air all over the world. And therefore, we ask that it be you and you alone. Of course, you use me and others, human flesh, as a channel to talk through. And I pray, Father God, that you will bring the actual message that the people are supposed to hear, that they're supposed to hear. Lord, I warned Los Angeles and California to back off from persecuting us and trying to take away our property there. And they wouldn't do it, and I believe without a doubt that you sent the fire. They're trying to say that it was Mother Nature. But Lord, you have nothing. There's no one like Mother Nature in the Bible. It's you, and you brag about condemning the earth. And there's so many deaths and people, murders actually, out-and-out murders, and they're not sending people to the electric chair or to death for it. And therefore, the land is polluted. And you, throughout your word, show that when the land is polluted with murder, and the blood of the murderers are not shed, put to death, that the land is polluted. You're destroying the entire country, Lord, because these new international Roman Catholic laws that they put people in prison for minor crimes for life, and they let murderers live. And therefore, the things in this country and throughout the world are going to wax more and more evil. And you're going to pour more of your wrath upon them because they've changed your laws. They've made that which is wrong to be right. And that which is right, which is your word, to be wrong. And Lord, I pray that you punish them, and you are punishing them. From what I understand, there's about 500,000 of them that have been are out of their homes now in the San Diego, San Bernardino area, around Los Angeles, up around our place. We prayed, and there wasn't even one spark that got on us. We're right there in the Saugus, New Hall, Valencia area. And you've always protected us. There was another fire there years ago. And Lord, this is a drop. This is really sad that people will not humble themselves before you and stop their persecution and stop sympathizing with lawless people and attacking people that keep the law of the living God. It's sad that they do that, but we know that your word says that you're going to destroy them if they don't humble themselves before you and do the right thing. They're making that which is wrong, right, that which is right, evil. Your word tells us what sin is, and they refuse to read your word. Also, in the public schools, they're handing out condoms to little children. And then they're saying that it's wrong for people to have sexual relationships with them. Well, they ought to make up their mind, Father. Of course it's wrong to have sex without marriage, but they don't even bring that up. They keep saying, the school systems, that they're not going to bring up anything biblical in the school system, because the school system is different from God. But these people that are going to these public schools happen to be creations of yours, Lord. And they need to know that if they commit fornication, and then they are pregnant, and then they're going to have an abortion, first-degree murder, that's more blood spilt in this country, and you're taking vengeance on it. And it's just amazing that people are so stupid and so ungodly, so far away from your word, and they think that they're right. Lord, show them. Give us great truths. Everything that you say is truth. Jesus is the word of God. And let them receive Jesus, the whole word of God. If they don't receive Jesus, the whole word of God, they cannot enter the kingdom of heaven, but they will spend eternity in the lake of fire, where they'll be weeping and grinding on their teeth and chewing on their tongue for the pain. Hideous screams coming from them, and such despondency because they know it's forever. Lord, we ask that you'll bring people to you, Jesus, and that the church be strengthened. And, Father, we ask it in the mighty, holy, eternal name of Jesus of Nazareth, he who was dead and now is alive forevermore, the Almighty God who is the life-giving spirit of everyone who's saved. In Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. All right, now here we have Via Dolorosa by Sandra Patty. Okay, and Sandy, don't be angry. You should have never called yourself Sandy. It's very irritating to everybody in the room, too. They said the same thing. Okay, but nevertheless, here's Sandy Patty to sing it for you.
Mas la gente se ha sentado.
Every so often I surf Christian stations to see if there's a tremendous heresy going on. And I happened upon a station where the media was giving Frederick Price, he has a big church on Crenshaw Boulevard in Los Angeles, and the media was giving him a bad time, and you could tell that they spliced the tape on him and made it look as though he said, I have a multi-$25 million mansion and all this different stuff. But really, when they played the tape back, when Frederick Price had his people play the tape back, it showed that he was just making a comparison. He said, you know, even if I had a $25 million mansion, which he doesn't, and he had like a Mercedes-Benz all these different fancy cars and lots of things, so he said, he just was telling, and it just showed how the media chopped the tape on him, just like the government did on me when they were trying to convict me of wanting to kidnap a federal judge, and I won the case. So they're doing the same thing with Buster. They've tried with me. I've been in court probably in between 50, 60 to 100 times, and I've won all the cases except they pulled a bunch of people out of prison and paid them to lie about me, and they did lie, and so they sent me up, railroaded me on a charge so that they can call me an ex-con. Well, if they're going to do that, well, then they have to call Jesus an ex-con, and they have to call the Apostle Paul an ex-con. And what they're trying to do is say that he was living high on the hog, that he was really, Frederick Price was living high on the hog, and that he was using the money. But what Price fought back, and he showed them that he reads the report of all the money that came in to the ministry, and then he reads it to his entire congregation, so the entire congregation knew that the media was lying about them, and they just love to do that because they think that they're going to put the house of God down, and it's just not going to happen. What they do is, if they can't destroy you, what they want to do is murder you. So they hire hitmen to murder you, just like John Peeler stated that he was hired to kill me by the government. It's supposed to be the U.S. government, but it isn't the Vatican. The international government hates me because I'm a patriotic person. I stand for the U.S. Constitution, and I preach the Bible, and I really preach it well. I tell people what's going on, and I'll stand up for a brother in Christ. I've watched Frederick Price on several occasions, and his gospel is true. I've never heard him preaching any heresy. He's a fantastic preacher, all right? And people should listen to him on television because he's really, really good, okay? And so I have no jealousy against any preacher. The government doesn't frighten me a bit. But what they're doing with Buster now, they're saying if he'll stop going to my church, Buster White in Texarkana, Texas, that all the false charges that they're aiming at him will go away. And, I mean, they're starting to do it with everyone. And if we Christians, you know, like all of us stick together, you'll be next, okay? They figure if they can take Tony Alamo down, who is the toughest hombre that they've come against for many, many moons, that they'll be able to take you down too. So we better stick together. Mm-hmm. A house divided cannot stand. If you're the house of God, well, you better chime in here, friends. Amen?
Amen.
Brother, are you a brother? Are you a sister? Well, then you better join up. Amen?
Amen.
And the fearful and unbelieving will be sent into the lake of fire with Satan and his angels and all those that follow him. Now, the Bible says that the whole world will be deceived, and it is. But I'm really proud of Frederick Price his congregation is primarily black, but there's a lot of white folks there too, and I'm proud of him to have stood up against the media. The media is Satan's voice. That's the mouth of Satan. Now, you know, the Vatican says, get Frederick Price, get Tony Alamo. But a lot of people, you know, they're not saying, get you. If they're not saying that about you, well, then the Bible says that all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. They will lie about you. They lied about the Master. How much more will they lie about you and I? Amen?
Amen.
So we better join together as be a Christian army, amen, to combat them with the word. Frederick Price put them down so bad on television. I was just applauding. I was beaming about it. You're a good man, Fred. A good man. All right. Now, you have some letters here?
Yes. The first one's from Rajamundry, India.
Okay.
Respected brother in Christ, Tony Alamo, world pastor. Greetings in the most precious and holy name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you very much for your letter and box of literature which I have received. I have noted its contents very carefully. I wish to work under your oversight, which are a royal priesthood. I have been doing pastoral work in and around our town, and I have won many precious lost souls for the Lord Jesus. Souls are being saved through your literature ministry. I continue to preach the gospel in spite of daily problems, trials, and financial challenges. I respect you to please pray for our work for the cause of Christ. Thanks for your love and concern for us. I am looking forward to your kind reply. I hope and pray that God will send us a helping hand for our humble ministry. May God bless you to continue being a blessing for millions around the world. I request you to kindly keep us in your prayers. My kind regards to all of you. Thanks once again for your package. With love and prayers, yours sincerely in Christ's service, Evangelist C. Rao from Rajamundry, India.
Of course, we'll help you with all the material you need. All right, now we have another letter.
Yes, from Ghana, Africa.
Okay.
Dear Pastor, Calvary greetings to you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. In fact, Pastor, I will call you my spiritual father because of the great positive impact your Messiah book and the Holy King James Bible has had in my life. I also shared your newsletters to the students in my class, and according to their response, the literature has brought many lost souls to the light and transformed many lives. I want to emphasize that we are all living happily in Christ, and therefore I feel the need to write to thank you for making such an impact in our lives. Pastor, I should have done this a long time ago, but the increase of postage in my country is a major cause of my late writing. Furthermore, Pastor Tony, I am also humbly asking you to send me some videotapes to listen to your preaching to boost my morale in Christ. My friends and I are praying for your ministry, for the Almighty God to bless you mightily in all your endeavors. Please, I hope to hear from you soon. Yours in Christ, Philip from Winneba, Ghana, Africa.
Praise the Lord. Okay, that's very good. All right, now, I just can't emphasize enough how that the Bible plainly states that if a person murders somebody, that they have to be put to death. It doesn't allow for insanity, and so many of these people that say they're insane are not insane. People go insane because they don't fear a penalty, because there's not really any major penalty for, in most cases, for murder today. But I read this before, and I'm going to read it again. Numbers 35, verses 31 through 33. And it says, moreover, you shall take no satisfaction for the life of a murderer. In other words, you should never let a murderer get off the hook. Okay? Mm-hmm. Not to ever let a murderer get off the hook, which is guilty, and the murderer is guilty of death. But he shall be surely put to death. You murder anybody, it doesn't make any difference if you're a 10-year-old kid or if you're a mother and you're claiming to be insane or, you know, this is the wrong time of the month and that gives you the right to go and murder somebody or your husband talked to you bad or something, and he's sleeping, and you can blow his heart out of his body with a shotgun, you're to be put to death. And if you get pregnant and you go to a abortion parlor and you kill that child, you shall be put to death, surely put to death. In Israel, they will put you to death for that. Okay, because they pay people to have children. Here in the United States, this pro-homosexual country, give tax breaks for same-sex marriages. This is an abomination to the Lord. And then people wonder, they're crying on TV because they're being put out of their homes by fire and earthquakes and tsunamis and pestilence. They're dying of all sorts of diseases. And these are the things that the Lord promises a person if you sin. Right?
Amen.
And murder is one of the... I mean, this is so nauseating to me. People are given life sentences for murder. That means the blood is... the blood of the person that was murdered is on the land. And there's thousands of them in this country, maybe millions. There's millions of babies that have been murdered, and the land, God is going to, is pouring out his wrath on the land. It's not Mother Nature, folks.
Amen.
Go to Deuteronomy and find the curses, the blessings and the cursings, because I want you to see what will happen if you do what God says. Now, if you don't know what sin is, first of all, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and should never put anybody before God, mother, father, sister, brother, husband, wife, or anybody before God. If you do, that's a sin. And that's the number one. And thou shalt do no murder. Amen?
Amen.
Thou shalt not commit adultery. And no fornicator. You shall not be a fornicator. You shall not. There's so many commandments over and above. And a person that looks at a woman with lust in his heart has already committed adultery in his heart. Jesus said that. All right?
Amen.
And you think you're getting by with it, but you people are being put out of your homes. And you're catching every kind of disease. I look at the newspaper. There's people 15 years old, 20 years old, 24 years old, in their 30s dying from diseases. Little children are, they have leukemia and cancer. This is unparalleled. And diabetes and all sorts of, diabetes is the silent killer. And this is all coming from God. And you may say, well, that isn't so. Well, you know, read the Bible. Don't come up with your own carnal mind. You got to read the Bible, and you'll see that what I'm saying is the truth. Read the blessings and the cursings.
Deuteronomy chapter 27, 15 through 26, and chapter 28, verse 15. Cursed be the man that maketh any graven or molten image.
Yeah. You're not even supposed to make a graven image of Mary or of Jesus or what you think God looks like, any of these things. You're not to have it. Go to a Jewish home, a real Orthodox Jew, and you will see no images in the house, no statues. That is idolatry when you see something like that. You go to a Catholic cult church, and you'll see all kinds of statues all over the place. They break the first commandment. Okay, and they break them all. Then what?
An abomination unto the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and putteth it in a secret place. And all the people shall answer and say, Amen. Cursed be he that setteth light by his father or his mother.
That does what?
Setteth light by his father or his mother.
Okay.
And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that removeth his neighbor's landmark. And all the people shall say, Amen.
Yeah, you're stealing. All right, and do you know what it means to be cursed or cursed? That means that a fire is going to get you, an earthquake, some dreaded disease, sickness, disease, infirmity is going to take hold onto you or one of your loved ones, maybe your sons or daughters, or they'll get in a car and God will just arrange something for them or yourself to get in a head-on collision, or a meteorite fall from the sky, or lightning strike you, or something's going to happen to you. Because God is saying this, he's saying he will curse you. No mention of Mother Nature. I mean, you people are idolaters. You make a statue of Mother Nature. And on the news, I heard that they are saying that we conquered Mother Nature. When they said that, I predict, and my predictions never come wrong, I predict that God is going to send an earthquake or something very vile to you people in Southern California, to where you're going to be maybe a couple of million, 2, 3, 4, 5 million people out on the streets. Or many of you are going to die. Now, God gave this fire as a warning to you people to repent, because it's for sure, I don't believe you will any more than Pharaoh did in Egypt. Because you're deceived by the Antichrist from Rome, its government, and its media. Okay, keep going.
Cursed be he that maketh the blind to wander out of the way.
Yeah, it's the people that don't know the truth, that you would use the sword, the word of God, and twist it to where it deceives people, to where they can't be saved. You take the light of God and make it darkness. Then what?
And all the people shall say amen.
Amen.
Cursed be he that perverteth the judgment of the stranger, fatherless, and widow. And all the people shall say amen.
Yeah, you people have judged that it's all right for a woman to commit first-degree murder just because it happens to be in her body. God created women's bodies to replenish the earth. And you're saying it's all right for them to murder their children. This is the same thing that happened in Catholic Nazi Germany. And then they started with killing adults. Instead of praying for them that they will receive healing like the Bible tells us to do, you put a order on the wall, do not feed this person, like Terry Schiavo and like babies over at UCLA and all different hospitals. And there are many people in this church that have dads that said they want to die. But those of you that are killing them by starving them to death, even if they say they want to die, if somebody comes up to me and says, I want you to starve me to death, I say, you got the wrong person, okay? Because if you do that, you're committing suicide, and I would be murdering you, and I will not do that. Okay, because there's fiber, the fiber of God in me. The constitution that I'm made up of is God. Okay, then what else?
Cursed be he that lieth with his father's wife, because he uncovereth his father's skirt. And all the people shall say amen.
Keep going.
Cursed be he that lieth with any manner of beast, and all the people shall say amen. Cursed be he that lieth with his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother.
Oh, yeah, there's many people that are a brother and sister that are having sex with each other. You're cursed, and you don't know it. There was people that I've met that confessed to that, and they have horrible stomach problem. And they really are insane. They just have been in the church, and then they took off, and they started committing adultery with other people. And they're pregnant, and they're now praying that they don't go to hell, but they will. Okay, then what?
And all the people shall say amen. Cursed be he that lieth with his mother-in-law, and all the people shall say amen. Cursed be he that smiteth his neighbor secretly, and all the people shall say amen.
Yeah, you smite them, and you murder them, and you have to be killed. Okay? There's no exceptions to the rule. This puts all the psychiatrists and psychologists out of business, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're right of the devil themselves. They explain away, you know, your grandmother hit you, okay, so that gives you the right. He went insane when his grandmother kicked him in the rear end, and so therefore he wants to kill grandmothers. And his mother was a prostitute, and that torqued his mind. And so instead of going out and winning women to the Lord so that they don't become prostitutes, they want to kill all the prostitutes. And so they're doing all the judgment themselves, and you're cursed. You're cursed, and one of the curses are going to happen to you. You're going to be sick, very sick, with a sickness, infirmity, disease, or you're going to be killed, or God is going to kill somebody close to you that you're not going to like it. God tailor makes judgment for people in this world. He's going to take away from you the very thing that you love the most, because you even love them more than God. And God's going to hurt you, because Christ came into the world. God sent his only begotten Son into this world, and he was hurt for you, and he died for you, and he shed his blood for you, and you're just thumbing your nose at that as though it's no big deal. You're going to get sick, or you're going to get killed. I'm warning you. I warned California to lay off of us on Sierra Highway there, and they didn't, and so many people got wiped out on Sierra Highway out in the Saugus, New Hall, Valencia area, and not even one, not even a spark fell on our properties. We have three properties there right on the highway. Okay, and what else?
Cursed be he that taketh reward to slay an innocent person.
Oh, yeah, the cursing is that you have to die. Or you have to be killed. The Bible really doesn't, the original writing does not say thou shalt not kill. It says thou shalt not murder. Okay, then what?
And all the people shall say amen. Cursed be he that confirmeth not all the words of this law to do them, and all the people shall say amen.
Yeah, if you say, not only is the government today saying that you don't have to do them, they're saying that you will do them, and they protect abortion parlors, and they protect people that go there to have abortions. This is Satan's government. This is the Antichrist, the lawless one. And a lot of people still are preaching, these false prophets are preaching, that it's just one man. The Apostle John said there are many Antichrists even today. And the Antichrist is a combination of millions of people that follow the Antichrist doctrine that is being preached today, the government that is preaching this evil that... And they're letting people go, these judges that put people in prison when they know very good and well, and these prosecutors, they knew I never committed anything wrong whatsoever, and yet they gave me 6 years in a federal prison. And they are doing that to hundreds of people. And there's many of them that have written me, and I'm hiring attorneys to try to help them to get out. And even John Peeler, a former FBI BATF officer, had something to do with the federal building in Oklahoma City, and he said he even had something to do with the Twin Towers in New York. He was hired to kill me, but he went and found out that I was squeaky clean. And I'm going to be on the Greg Szymanski show tonight at 4 o'clock. This will be aired today, and it'll be on our website. You can turn in at, I think it's 6 o'clock Arkansas time, to Greg Szymanski, and you'll hear us on the air. All right, and... let's keep going, because time is short.
Chapter 28. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command...
They're not even hearkening one bit. They're murdering people and letting murderers go free, and they're encouraging murder, and they're telling the little 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old kids in school that, you're going to have sex... And so therefore, yeah, go ahead and take condoms with you. And they're getting pregnant. And they're saying, well, we gave you the condoms, why didn't you use them? And they said, well, because sex feels better without the condom. That's what they're saying. So they're evil people. You people are evil out there in the world, okay? Because you're causing pregnancies, and then you're, which is going to, and you're causing people, young people, to commit fornication, and they're going to hell for that. And then you're telling them to go and murder the child, and that's like a double cardinal sin. And you are the devil, without a doubt. And anyone that goes along with that, you're the devil. Okay? You're going to burn in the same hell with them. But the Antichrist, the people that are part of this government, and the media, and all the people that don't believe God's word, but believe these satanic evil spirits living in people. Then go ahead.
If thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy
God. Do they hearken diligently? They don't pay any attention to him at all. Then what? If you do that, then what?
To observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day.
Well, what are some of his commandments? Thou shalt not commit murder, or you shall die. Amen?
Amen.
Let me hear you. Let's see here. Numbers 35:31-33. So you're not to take any satisfaction or let anybody off the hook that is a murderer. If you're a murderer, guilty, then you're guilty of death. But you shall surely be put to death. And no one shall take any pity for him. That is, that if they flee away and try to hide, you're not, no one is to take pity on you. So ye shall not pollute the land wherein ye are. For blood, it defiles the land, and the land cannot be cleansed of the blood that has been shed, where you've murdered somebody. The only way that it can be cleansed, the land, is by the blood of the person that shed, that was the murderer. So, in other words, the murderer has to be killed.
Amen.
In other words, God's going to keep pouring out wrath on this earth. And there's no one by the name of you Gentiles, you satanic people made up Mother Nature because of an ad that was run years ago. Thou shalt not fool Mother Nature beyond a margarine ad. You people just take up anything and go with it. Yea, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils and shed innocent blood. Well, that's Psalm 106, 37 and 38. You shed innocent blood? How is that? Well, you killed your sons and your daughters. That's innocent blood, stupid. Even the blood of their sons and of their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan. You've sacrificed it unto Rome in the international government that said it was all right for you to do that because it was coming out of your own filthy body. And the land was polluted because of the blood that you shed, and you did not kill the people that committed the murder. Okay, keep going over there.
The Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth.
If you do what?
If you keep and do all the commandments.
If you keep the commandments. So there wouldn't be any of this wrath on this country if they hadn't joined the Antichrist. The Antichrist has taken over this whole country now. And you say, well, they use the word communism, socialism, all kinds of isms. But it's the Antichrist. All right?
Amen.
And now you don't want to receive that because it hasn't been driven into your head millions of times or thousands of times or hundreds of times like you've heard on the news. You've heard all those buzzwords like communism and socialism and Mohammedanism and all these things. But it's really the Antichrist. Everything that is against Christ, the Word of God, and you're going to pay for it. You can be forgiven for it if you do have done it ignorantly, if you humble yourself and turn away from this Antichrist Roman Catholic cult, its government and media, and ask the Lord to enter into you and forgive you of all these sins, then he'll forgive you and he'll bless you. So you've defiled the land by their own way and by their own doings. Their way was before me, God says, as the uncleanness of a removed woman. I don't know, in Israel, if a woman has her period, she has to move out of the house. They usually have a house where the unclean, that's unclean, when they're on their period, and they have to move into another house. The man cannot even come close to them. And they keep that law to this very day in Israel, because they know that if you break one of the laws, that you'll be polluted. Wherefore, I poured my fury upon them for the blood that they had shed upon the land and for their idols. They shed the blood of their own sons and daughters, like you weasels are out there. Wherewith they had polluted the country, the whole land. They polluted Israel, and you people are polluting the United States of America. It's polluted. I mean, there isn't anything that any other way you can cut it. And I stretch him, them among the heathen. I scattered them, and they were dispersed through the different countries, God said, according to their way and according to their doings. I judge them. God judges us right here while we're on earth. Amen?
Amen.
Well, read what God will do if people follow his rules and regulations, his commandments.
And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
If you shall listen to what the Lord says, and not the international government. My God, read the book of Daniel and Revelation, where the Lord says he's going to destroy everything in the world. You should know that God does these things, because there was a big flood one time and God only allowed 8 people to live. All the rest of them were evil, just like you people out there. You say, well, wait a minute, I'm a Christian. Well, there's one thing being a Christian, then there's another thing to become a disciple, amen,
amen.
A follower of Christ,
amen.
To do what he says to do. There's many people that call themselves Christians, but they're not disciples. If they were disciples, they'd stand up for one another, and they would there would be marches and all sorts of things. There would be people preaching the gospel. More of the real gospel, but they remove all these scriptures. You don't hear anybody preaching these scriptures here. Surely at the commandment of the Lord came this upon Judah, to remove them out of his sight. And the Lord not only wants to remove you people out of his sight, but he wants to destroy you, and he says he's going to. It's not just something that he wants. Look at the TV and see all the destruction in the world that he's causing. New Orleans is underwater again for the sins of Manasseh, according to all that he did, and also for the innocent blood that he shed, for he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, which the Lord would not pardon. God's not going to pardon you weasels out there, and you government workers. Who were you? Nothing. A bunch of you were a bunch of farmers, and you know, you couldn't get a job, It either was this government or Trudy's Diner. It was either go to work for the government or go to work for Wendy's or McDonald's. That's where your mental and spiritual level lies, okay? You're nothing. God is everything. And if you listen to him, you'll be blessed. But if you don't, you're cursed, because God is going to kill you. Okay? And I warned you. You people better back off and humble yourself before the Lord. I'm talking about everybody in the world. Okay, now go ahead.
Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field.
Yeah, are you really being blessed? Huh? If you're robbing people, you're not blessed. Okay, go ahead.
Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy ground.
Yeah, there's so many people that are giving birth to freaks and people that are on drugs, little babies that are on drugs, and the ones that are not jacked up, they murder them before they ever hit the sheets. Then what?
And the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep.
Yeah, the Lord will even bless your business and your animals. Then what?
Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store.
Blessed That's your store, you know, your business. Then what?
Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out.
Yeah, well, yeah, blessed be your store. Okay, do you know that the suntan oil that people are selling, it's got human urine in it that you're rubbing in your faces? How does that make you feel? And IG Pharma makes a lot of, most of these different remedies today, these pills that you buy at the drugstore, that many of them have even got human or horse urine in them. I mean, you people are so deceived, and people are wondering. They just found out that that the medicine that they were giving people for diabetes, it was causing them to die. You know, if I were you, I'd get rid of the medicine, and I'd get saved, because God is not going to honor you if you throw your medicine away. But I am a diabetic, and I threw all my diabetic medicine away, and I just said, Lord, if I die, I die, but I'm not going to take this medicine anymore, because I know that IG Farben, the one that murdered all the Jews, that made the cyanide gas for them, and made Anacin and some other tablet that they were sending around that put AIDS into people. They don't care. Satan doesn't care anything about you. He wants you to die. And they're being cursed for it, but they don't realize it. They're in darkness. And that's what the Lord wants me to do, is shed the light on why people are cursed. And I should not be considered your enemy for telling you the truth.
Amen.
Now, the Antichrist considers me the enemy, and I consider them the enemy, okay?
Amen.
So the feelings are mutual, but they're not the power. The power is God's power. Amen?
Amen.
And God is destroying them. Now, the Bible talks of 10 kings. It's also mentioned in the book of Revelation. It also talks about 10 toes on this giant, totem pole of different kingdoms. And these are 10 kings that are going to just burn the Vatican. They are going to burn the Vatican, because they're going to find out that they are the ones that's causing all the trouble in the world. And they're going to burn it. It's in the book of Revelation. Amen?
Amen.
And so, and God's just going to let them, they're getting wise to the Vatican, and they're getting wise to the government. And a lot of people are going to just rise up, and it's not going to do them any good, because we're supposed to preach the gospel to them. I'm not doing that. I'm telling people not to murder them, but the Bible says it's already going to happen. And when God says something's going to happen, it will happen.
Amen.
Okay? And so if I were a person in the Vatican, I'd get out of there. Okay? I'd evacuate real quick, because you've got a lot of people that God says that there's going to be 10 kings, and their kingdoms are going to come over and burn you with fire, until you're completely over, and no more will there be any commerce done in you. You won't have any money anymore. You won't even have any place in this world anymore. Because people, not only God, is getting sick of you, but he's putting it in the hearts of 10 kings, European kings, that's going to come and burn you people out. Repent! I'm not saying that I enjoy that, but I'm just saying that repent so that you don't have to go through all that. And you can repent. My time is up right now. And repent of all your sins. It doesn't make any difference what you've done in your life. Any sin that you've done, especially if you did it ignorantly, the Lord will forgive you for it. And just admit that you sinned. Confess it to the Lord and come unto him. Yeah, I realize I'm a sinner, Lord. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I know I'm a sinner, and I don't want to be a sinner anymore. I want to be a son of God, and I will be when I accept you into my heart. So, Lord, I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. I believe that you died on the cross and shed your precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former sins. And I believe that God raised you from the dead. Father God, you rose Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all of my former sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away. You say, all that call upon my name for salvation, that I will turn no one away. And therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands and praise and thank the Lord, and keep praising and thanking him, and read the Word of God, King James Version, or the original Hellenic Greek, or the Hebrew, the original Hebrew, and share and tell them how to receive a copy of this tape, number 470. And it's please mention whether you want a CD or an audio tape. It's free.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying tune in tomorrow for another powerful message from the Lord. The word hallelujah, not alleluia, but hallelujah means praise God. And here's Ralph Carmichael with the London Symphony Orchestra and Choir singing hallelujah. Praise God.